On today's show, Nissan posts strong sales results for 2014, the Takata airbag recall goes from bad to worse, and will Daimler be getting some competition in Formula One from one of its German rivals? All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for May 13th of 2015. Thanks to strong sales in North America and Western Europe, Nissan posted solid results for its 2014 full-year earnings. The company sold 5.3 million vehicles, a 2.5% gain compared to the year before. Its revenues jumped 8.5% to $104 billion. The company's operating profit hit $5.4 billion, up 18%. And Nissan's net profit was $4.2 billion, a gain of over 17%. In addition to the boost in sales, the increase in revenue and profits was also helped by the weak yen, and Nissan expects the momentum to continue this year. It forecasts that sales will hit 5.5 million vehicles, thanks to the introduction of several key models. Speaking of Nissan, it just expanded its recall involving Takata airbags, along with Toyota. Bloomberg reports that Nissan is recalling over 1.5 million vehicles globally, and Toyota is adding 5 million more to the list. And this isn't the end. Honda is also planning to expand its recall beyond the 14.4 million vehicles it's already called back. As we told you last month, investigators from 10 different automakers still have not found the root cause of the issue, and it's likely they never will. Have you seen our auto-tune reports? If you're truly into music, we've got some great write-ups of songs related to cars, but none of that top 40 stuff. You can check it out on the Autoline website. We'll be back with more news right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone Tires. Your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems. Breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Mitsubishi has seen more volatility in the American market than any other major automaker. In 2002, Mitsubishi sold an impressive 345,000 cars in the U.S., but by 2009, that plummeted to only 54,000. We've never seen an automaker implode so quickly. But now things look like they might be on the mend. Last year's sales rose 25% to 77,000 vehicles. And sales are up 21% so far this year, thanks to increases with the Mirage, Lancer, Outlander, and Outlander Sport. Last year, Mercedes dominated Formula One, and it's doing so again this year. But could it be facing some competition from one of its German luxury rivals sometime soon? Now that longtime Volkswagen chairman Ferdinand Piëch has stepped down, Audi could be joining the F1 ranks. Reuters reports that Piëch was against the luxury maker going into F1, but Audi CEO Rupert Stadler says it remains an option. It's speculated that the car maker could team up with Red Bull, whose rocky engine partnership with Renault ends next year. For all of you drooling over the 2016 Dodge Viper ACR that was introduced the other day, we now know how much it's going to lighten your pocketbook by. The street-legal race car will carry a price tag of about $118,000, not including destination charges, which is over $30,000 more than a base Viper. Look for the ACR to hit dealer showrooms later this year. And coming up next, Volvo comes out with a new feature for its construction trucks, and BMW pays homage to one of its classics from the 1970s.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Last week, Daimler made a big announcement about testing autonomous semi-trucks in Nevada, and now Volvo Trucks is coming out with its own unique feature, although it's not quite as revolutionary. It's the first manufacturer to offer all-wheel drive with automatic traction control for construction trucks. The front axle is used only when needed. When sensors in the rear wheels detect that it's losing traction, all-wheel drive is instantly engaged. A dog clutch transfers power from the front axle without losing torque or speed. Not only does it make driving easier, it also helps reduce fuel consumption and wear and tear compared with front-wheel drive trucks. The system is currently used on Volvo construction equipment and is now standard on its FMX truck. On May 22nd, BMW is going to pull the wraps off a wild-looking concept called the 3.0 CSL Homage. It's the automaker's tribute to the 3.0 CSL from the 1970s. As you can see from the teaser shot, this thing is going to have some bold features. And even though you can't see them, BMW says the front fenders and roof will be equally as distinctive. And with extensive use of carbon fiber, I think I even see a little nod at the BMW i8 around the rear taillight. This is not just some beauty queen though. The interior has been stripped down to only elements that are structural or driving related. It's going to be interesting to see this car in its full Monty. And make sure you tune in for this week's Autoline After Hours. Our special guest is Travis Hester, the executive chief engineer of the Cadillac CT6. So if you've got any questions about Cadillac's new flagship sedan, send your questions to viewermail@autoline.tv. That's this Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on our website, autoline.tv. Thanks for watching, and we'll be back tomorrow with the latest automotive news.